This is Akashvani in the news read by Indu Chuku. Indian armed forces carried out missile attacks late last night on 9 terror targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, 2 weeks after the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor between 1:05 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. The Indian Armed Forces targeted terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. Briefing the media about Operation Sindoor, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the investigation into the Pahalgam terrorist attack has exposed the links of Pakistan with terrorists. Giving details about the operation, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that 9 terror targets were completely destroyed in the operation. She also gave detail about the terror camps destroyed in Pakistan. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to give justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor conducted by the Indian Armed Forces. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "Operation Sindoor is Bharat's response to the brutal killing of the country's innocent brothers in Pahalgam." Mr. Shah said, India remains firmly committed to eradicating terrorism. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also lauded the Indian Armed Forces. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, in a social media post said he is proud of the Indian Armed Forces. DMK Chief and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said Tamil Nadu stands with the Indian Army against terrorism. TDP Chief and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, TMC Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Akhilesh Yadav of the Samajwadi Party, Tejasvi Yadav of the RJD and BJD President Naveen Patnaik also saluted the armed forces for their action. The family members of the Navy Lieutenant Vinay Narwal from Karnal, who was killed in the Pahalgam terror attack, have expressed happiness over the destruction of Pakistani terrorist hideouts under the Operation Sindoor. Talking to Akashvani, Rajesh Narwal, father of Lieutenant Vinay Narwal, said that naming the operation Operation Sindoor is absolutely correct because the terrorists brutally murdered the husbands of our daughters and sisters by asking their religion. In Jiro, Arunachal Pradesh, the family members of late Indian Air Force Corporal Tage Hailang, who lost his life in the Pahalgam terror attack, has expressed satisfaction with the Indian Army's response. Talking to the Akashvani today, Srimati Charo Kamhwa Tage, the wife of late corporal, has termed the airstrike by the Indian Army as a fitting reply. In the meantime, Srimati Charo has urged the government to dismantle all terror networks to prevent further loss of innocent lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has opened its space sector to startups, entrepreneurs and young minds. He said, today, India has over 250 space startups and they are contributing to cutting-edge advancements in satellite technology, propulsion systems, imaging and others. In his video message for the Global Conference on Space Exploration, Mr. Modi said, India continues to march ahead with renewed confidence, pushing the boundaries of scientific exploration. He said the country's first human space flight mission, Gangayaan, highlights the nation's rising aspirations. The Prime Minister informed that in the coming weeks, an Indian astronaut will travel to space as part of the joint ISRO-NASA mission to the International Space Station. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the revision of scheme for harnessing and allocating Koyala transparently in India, Shakti policy for coal allocation to power sector. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.